Simon Tafresh Lamed Aleph Sif Yud. Did the Sif? We're doing the Mishabur on the Sif. Follow Mishabur of Katan Lamed. Ashik Bia Hadayvin Samuel Kaisam and Akarko. So the case which he said was possible was the case where you have a teepee which goes just straight up, or a tent that just goes straight up right from the bottom. There's no straight wall at all. But if there is a part of the wall which is straight up and down, and then afterwards it inclines towards the top, so that's kosher. Or should it be a hanobis kifa that's straight up and down? Okay. Afilo huavra, even if what's up and what you have over here is, suppose if it's built on the ground and it starts going from the ground and goes up at an angle, if it's raised up and then it goes up at an angle. So there's no wall there, it's just airspace, but it's lovet to the ground. That lovet is straight up and down. The lovet doesn't continue at an angle. Let's say he puts the corners of the and he raises it up by putting it on stones in the corners. So now it's raised up. As long as it's less than 3 tefachim, it's lovet to the ground. So that already means the wall has started at that point in time. And then a wall which is inclined, the incline is considered just an extension of the lower wall, and you have a wall which is 10 tefachim high. Part of it's like this, and part of it's at an angle. But that since there is in the first scenario where there's no straight up and down, we say it's all gag, there's no wall. In this situation, there clearly was wall. Then we say what happens, this is wall, and this is a continuation of the wall, even though it's at an angle. Then she pours shaloi, then that which is inclined is chashib like God. It has to be at least a total 10 tefachim high. Okay, that's the shita of the mechaber. Ramoah came along and said, Yeshar Min Shatevach Lutiyavar, it can't be airspace, it has to be actual wall. Double God, the Yeshar Min Lovud, ain't shame, Gag al Mokam Shuavar. Okay, the Mata Yede Avar, Lakosha Mechitza Begava. You can't give a status of Gag or Mechitza on something which really is just air. It has to be Minadaifan or Eschach. Either the wall has to be straight up and down. But Salomer, in a Dovin, Kashoyz is Samach La'aretz. In case with Samach La'aretz, you'd have a wall going up from the ground and then it starts to incline. Yiyah Tevach Vibinyan, Boyaday Avar, it has to be actually built, it can't be an airspace. And the Malam, Kashoyz Agag, Yiyah Le'aday Schach, Boyaday Avar. And the part which, vice versa, you're saying this is the wall and the Schach is on top, it has to be true Schach. It can't be just airspace. It has to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim and 10 tefachim high. The guy about 10 tefachim. Fukim hu shiva al shiva lamata may 10 tefachim. When it's lower down, closer to the ground, it's 7 by 7. By the time it reaches 10 tefachim high, it's not. Because you make yield a shibur the guy about 10 tefachim and a chava shiva al shiva. It's not, it's no longer 7 by 7. So it's gotten smaller as it goes up. See, by the time it reaches 10 tefachim, it's not 7 by 7, it's possible. But then asar tefachim shall go by Yoshua Levalachsim. We measure the 10 tefachim of height straight up and down. See, even though this case over here was built at a slant, so 10 tefachim of the hypotenuse will end before 10 tefachim of the upright, of the vertical. But we need a 10 tefachim of the vertical, so which might be more than 10 tefachim if it's the walls are at a slant.
What is he saying? It could be the minimum 7 by 7 except at the height of it's 10?
In other words, it's, if I draw my sukkah, I tell you it's right? So it's 7 by 7 and it's 10 tefachim high. But if, as it goes up, it gets a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. So down below it's 7 by 7, but by the time it's 10 by 7 high, it's not 7 by 7 on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's not acceptable. So the walls over here, since it's all there's everything is slanted. See, there's Mishnah Berurah sitting on the table over there. If you want, there's Mishnah Berurah over there. I know this one. I walked in.
Where?
Should be Mishnah Berurah Vav sitting there. I noticed when I walked in. Somewhere. Yeah.
No.
No. Thing was it was at an angle, so these what you're using has to be something which would be right for Scott, because we're going to count some of it, which is straight up and down, as the wall, and the rest are going to count as the Scott. So you better be out of a material which is right for Scott. The Hohem HaScott, and we start with the Koy Dorizeh, Ashtayan Yonah Manah, the Haim Obeinim also Mamata, Bedoifin Tavak. We said if there's an upper right wall of what even. Less than 10 tefachim high. It's only a tefach high even. But then after it's inclined, that's okay. Or shahirchik to rosh the tefach from the malam in a kreisel. Basad gag tefach. Or on top it was flat a tefach. So we say, well, that's okay. Now it's kosher. And we say, but everything above 10 tefachim high is part of the schach. Well, it has to be someone which is roi for schach. Okay, general rule. We have machlokes about hilchos sukkah. It's a question of the rights over machmah. He last paid sukkah kritos to shomel lebrocha. If he has another option, he should eat to let a brocha. If you have another option of where to go, to go there else. Why should someone get involved in a machlokes? Because if you can be someone who's not much as kosher. Vein lo sukkah achrita. But yesu de chabosu brukhin am mevorech b'zayin sarachim ksavs. So if it's a Dorbonon, so if you have another option, you should do the other option. If you have no other option, you may sit in that. And Chazal did not, in that situation of the B'di'evit situation, they did not take away your bracha from you. What he says, the Dayan Tzarchi and Chazas. Simon Tovresh Laman Beis. Schach posel posel by emsa or arba tefachim. Someone just considers schach posel, like we had before, because it's mechabot tuma, or because it's mechabot the karka, or it's not gedula mina oritz. Those are the three options that the three requirements you need for a schach to be kosher. It has to grow from the ground. It has to be not mechabot tuma, and it has to be detached. So now it's schach posel. Because it's makabel tumah, it's attached to the ground, or because it didn't grow from the ground. It passes the sukkah if there's a row of it going across the middle of the sukkah, which is middle of the sukkah, which is 4 tefachim wide. Less than 4 tefachim wide, this sukkah is still kosher. Doesn't pass the sukkah. Furthermore, the Mechaber says that if this you have a schach posel which is on the roof, which is going across the middle of the roof, and it's less than 4 tefachim wide, not only is it not possible the sukkah, you're allowed to sleep in that spot, even though you're sleeping under the schach posel. Okay. That's if it's be'emsa. Let's say it's minatzad. The star puzzle is off to the side of the sukkah. So in a place of alabar ba'amas. Abu pachon her ba'amas is k'sheira. The minan doifin akumah. So there's a lochem mashiv sinai called doifin akumah. That theoretically we can look at the wall as if the wall has come up and the wall has bent. And it reaches the sukkah. So the wall has to reach the sukkah. You can't have a gap between the wall and the sukkah of more than of three tzvachim or more. So the wall reaches the sukkah. Well, no, it doesn't. The wall's over here, and the sukkah, the kosher schach is over here. In between, you have 3 feet of this posel schach. Yeah, but it's not 4 amos. It's not 4 amos. We have a local Moshe Sinai called Defen Akuma, which means we look at it as if the posel on top becomes part of the wall. So now the wall goes up, and the wall turns horizontal and spreads out, and then touches the star and reaches the star. So that is definitely. However, the difference in this case and the first case is you can't sleep under that spot because it's part of the wall, it's not part of the star. So you're not sleeping in a part of the circle which has a star, because this is a wall, this ain't star. The high words definitely. We look as if the wall has bent. So we deal with the schach posel as being considered an extension of the wall. But that was the halacha Moshe Sinai. The halacha Moshe Sinai knows Sevora why it's true. It's true because the Baruch Hashem said so. Hilchah ba'ash and ifchas ba'emsa v'sichach b'mokam apachas. So if I case where I have a person, he gets a hole in his roof. He says, "Ah, Baruch Hashem, now I have an easy way to build a sukkah." So he puts a schach across the opening in his roof. Yeah, the problem is, unless you get an opening which covers the whole area of your room, usually the hole is somewhere in the middle, and it's not next to the schach. So the schach is in the middle, and the walls are not next to the schach because the wall's on the side, obviously, and the schach is in the middle. And I might be a gap of in between of this schach posel, which would then be merachek in distance the schach kosher from the wall. So the answer is we say kosel akum dafen akuma. So you say the wall has bent, and therefore the wall. This wall, and then the beginning of the room where you're making it continues to jut out, that's considered part of the wall. If you opened up an area in the middle of your room and you put schach on top, and the roof which remained around the sukkah, if the distance where the schach is and the walls are less than 4 amos, good, we're in business because you can't sleep there and you can't eat there either. You can't use it as part of your sukkah. If the width is 4 tefachim or more, you can't use it. And then we're more in the sukkah. The other sheyesh bo yosel al schach posel. Shiva tefachim or shiva tefachim. So some say that the shear that we're giving over here of Abdallah Ramas, etc., is referring to a sukkah gedolah, but a sukkah ketana. Sukkah gedolah has all of this amount of schach, so we can pass it up.
What it up? Passel it up?
They say that it has a dinner being passel. It's called passeling.
Yes.
There's a verb, right? Passel. Yes. So over there, so the sukkah gedolah, by definition, has more than the schach posel, at least 7x7. So the schach posel is 5x5. There's another 7x7 besides that. So that's called the definition of sukkah gedolah for this purpose is that whatever size the schach posel is, the schach kosher is at least 7x7 more than that.
What does that matter?
Because it means there's result. A sheer kashrus of a sukkah.
It was just that it needs to be 7 by 7.
Right.
So that's just what we're saying. Okay.
Right. Okay. So we say this halach of schach posel pasels bedalid. I said that's the most ubiquitous issue. Tvachim. The whole sukkah is only 7 by 7. So now, listen, schach posel passes by 4. So I put in 3.7 of the schach posel. So because it wasn't 4, yeah, but it might, it's rife. Goes back to din of love. So we can use the din of love, and that's fine. So the share of schach posel being three to up to, but not equal to less than, but not equal to three tvachim. That's a din of love, like it's not there. But once it's more than that, by sukkah katana, we have a problem because you're getting very close to having roiv. Schach posel, so cut now. I only have a 7 tough reish chav. Ches, tough reish chav tes, mao, lonikris, mao, nikris schach posel. So what's referred to as schach posel? So we said is how much doesn't grow from the ground. So much grows from the ground, but is no longer, is makabal tuma. And my mind's blanking right now. The three things were, it has to be so much gross in the ground, so much taken from the ground. You can't use minerals. You have to use something which was
still attached. Yeah.
And it can't be attached, thank you. And it can't be mekabel tuma. Good. V'emso b'arba tvachim. Haino, shahalach shir arba tvachim al p'nei kol sukkah. You have an area which is 4 tvachim wide all the way across the length of the sukkah. So that's going to split your sukkah in two and may possibly make it possible if you don't have enough walls. The sukkah has 4 walls. Excuse me, 3 walls. Along the length of the potential sukkah that he's using, lengthwise, this gap of 4 tzvachim stop also going along the whole length. Sherab tzvachim humachim chashiv lahaflig velochut spain at the funnels. That's large enough to be considered that we look at this as it's separating the two sides of the sukkah to each other themselves. So the case you only have 3 walls to start with. Yeah, that one. All right, so if you're starting with that. Going 4 across the middle of the sukkah, if you start with 3 walls to start with, so your schach, you can make a sukkah which is 7 by 7, and has 4 walls, it's good. If it doesn't have 4 walls, what's supposed to happen? Right. So he made away with 3 walls to start with, and he has this thing going down the middle. So now you can imagine the problem. So, alright, together we have 3 walls. You have this wall, that wall, and that wall. If you cut it down the middle, then you have this one has this wall and that wall. This one has this wall and that wall. Each one has 2. So they're both fossil. If it's less than 4 tvachim, you get a lot of sleep there. The yesh price gives you a sermon after the post-man after tvachim. It's more than love. It is love. Love is a wonderful thing. It's sort of like taking care of all the problems. It's not love because less. It is less than.
It's more than
3 tvachim, but it's less than 4. So what happens over there? She says, you wouldn't be able to eat or sleep over there. So, she had the mark on that. If it's more than four, it's from the side, she would cast a cloak from the kuma. What is that? Kidlock a coastal neck, as if the wall is crooked. So can I combine Daifan Akuma with good Asik? So what we had before, you can say good Asik. So that's very nice. So now you need Daifan Akuma also. You can't combine Daifan Akuma with good Asik. Even if it doesn't reach, you can combine the halachas of Daifan Akuma together with the halachas of Lavud or halachas of Gur Asik, and that's okay according to the Shita. We have Shor Hechad the Min of Tfanis Adaschach, who pocket Mishosh Tvachim, Klama Yesh Lahaka the Min Lavud with Daifan Akuma. So if you want to use get asik together with Dabana Kuma, I'm sorry, you can't do that. You can't say, well, good asik takes the wall up and then Dabana Kuma extends the wall sideways, even though they don't really touch, and now you have a combination of Dabana Kuma and good asik. Because the good asik is going up over here and Dabana Kuma where's the Dabana Kuma? There's nothing there. There's no airspace, nothing there to say that it bent and became a Dabana Kuma. He says, however, if the issue was lavud, right, so the schach reaches all the way to the wall. The problem is the wall is too short, right? Something of that sort. So you want to say, well, no problem. So we'll you have definitely you have psul over here, an area which is psul. You're going to use the defen akuma, and you have the wall going up. Good asik, you don't combine. But there's a very short gap between that and the top of the sukkah. It's less than it's love it. Mm-hmm. So to love it and you have a kuma, you would say. Now, you know, that's not so poshut. That's not so poshut. That's a requirement over here, whether you say you can combine Daifan Akuma and love it. Fine.
Is there a minimum good asik that the shear needs to be of the wall to use good asik? I'm trying to remember. Or it could even be like the wall could be a tefach and it could go all the way up. Sorry. Is there some minimum shear of the wall needs to be at the bottom?
It has to be a good. It has to be a wall. So I have to have something which will function to combine itself to be considered a wall. It could be 7, it could be 10 tefachim high, or it could be 7 and a mashu placed within 3 tefachim to the ground. Uh-huh. So then that's considered like it's closed. So you have lavud to the ground.
Right.
Then I have this thing which is 7 plus, combining up to 10 or more. So that's your wall. Now you can say good asik, but you have to have a good to be asik.
Right. Wasn't there a case where you said like even a tefach you could look at it? I think that could be enough to start.
No, so we said that's a case where you have the srif. It's going up at an angle.
Oh, okay.
See, so over there, so where does the schach end and the daifan begin? So we said, I don't see any defines. It's schach. Well, if I have a wall which goes up partway, so I'm indicating that I do want walls. And we look at really what's happening is that the wall, as it continues, is... my mind just blanks.
We're looking at like it's a continuum on the slant up to...
Right, so the case, we have a wall going up straight. So then we say that we look at the part which continues to reach the height of that tefachim as if it's connected to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The schach posel is hay.
Look at what reaches up.
Will be part of the
tenth vachim weight as if it's part of what?
Sorry, what? See?
What?
What are you to say?
Yeah.
You asked me what, but
look,
I'm sure.
At the wall reaches up to a height of tenth vachim as if it's part of what?
I remember what I was saying, I'm sorry.
I was just asking what the concept of good asik was, what the minimum share needed to be.
So if it was part of the schach top?
Right, so if a case I have wall going up straight, and then I have this area which really functions partially as wall, partially as schach, that's not acceptable if it's on the ground, but if it's off the ground, it is. Because then we say, listen, there is wall there, then we say the part of the slanted, which will be looked at as an extension of that, we will say, and the part then whatever is above 10, so say that'll become your roof. But if it's going straight down to the ground, there's no place with any wall at all. So then we say, I'm sorry, it's not acceptable. Let's hold it here. We're holding it. We're still cutting hay. Tomorrow, my business sham should be 8:00. Is that one ready? We went to a dairy farm today.
Again?
A different one.